Joining me on the phone now, Troy Sika, who is owner of Westside Car Care in Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, Cheryl. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Where are you located?
Well, we're on the west side of Lansing on a street called Lentz Court. Lentz Court runs north off of West St. Joe. It's about 3/4 of a mile east of Waverly. My shop is at the end of Lentz Court.
Well, very good. And you've been in business an awfully long time.
Yeah, we're in our 29th year now, so it's been a lot of challenges, you know, especially in the new economy, staying in business. But we really enjoy what we do, and there's nothing else that I'd rather do than fix cars and talk about them.
Well, we're going to do just that, and to be in business 29 years, Troy, in that location, you must be doing something right. I wanted to get in touch with you, and I found out you may have some tips that can help us improve gas mileage on the cars that you love to fix and talk about. And with gas prices going up and down, every time we think they're coming down a little bit, they shoot back up again. I thought it might be important to talk to somebody in the know and get those tips from you.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think today we were, around $4.12 a gallon. Definitely cost a lot to buy a gallon of gas, and I've got some things I can share with you. Basically, these are things you can consciously do running your vehicle to save gas. Now, some of them will have better gains than others, but if you use one or two or all of these, you should be able to see some sort of better fuel mileage.
All right. Let us have them.
So the first one I would say is you're going to use the most gas when you're getting up to speed. So when you accelerate, try to avoid mashing on the gas. Try to accelerate slow and smooth to get up to speed. The other area where your car uses the most gas is when you're going down the highway. Really, when you start getting up above 55 miles an hour, it takes a lot of gas to keep the momentum and keep your car going at those higher speeds. So the name of the game there would be, if you drive, 70, 75 on the highway, you may want to just simply cut back to 65, maybe 63. And I know that that's asking a lot because everybody usually is in a hurry to get to where they're going, but just cutting back that little bit, you should be able to see a noticeable gain. I've got a couple other things I can pass along to you. You want to try to coast as much as you can, and we really don't think about that too much, but remember, when your foot is off the gas, you're conserving fuel. And if you're on a long stretch of road and you know that you've got a stop ahead and you're anticipating a stop, try to get off the gas, try to coast a little bit. That can definitely help you out there.
Well, that's a good tip, too. When you talked about cutting back on speed a little bit, I get it. I mean, I get the physics of it all. I get how that works. But isn't that a bit of a problem when the speed limit is 70? So you're just suggesting that when you can do it.
Well, the 70 mile an hour speed limit is the maximum. You can always drive less than 70. The rules don't.
Maybe that's my problem, Troy.
You can't drive. Just keep that in mind. And it's hard to, most people, like I said, when you're in your vehicle, you're not, you're thinking about the events in the world going on around you. You're not really thinking about slowing down a little bit. So you want to make a conscious effort. And just remember, anything below 65, 63 is really going to save you huge gains on the highway.
Well, absolutely. What else have you got for us?
I got some other things. You want to try to avoid excessive idling. You can waste up to a gallon an hour just by idling. So any chance that you can avoid excessive idling, if you're at a train and if you can't see the caboose or you can't see any sign that the train's going to be short, put your car in park and shut it off. It doesn't hurt anything. You can still listen to your radio. But that excessive idling definitely consumes fuel.
Okay, got some more for us?
Got lots more. So
keep them coming, Troy.
Okay, the other thing I want to suggest is try to avoid congested areas. And even if you have to drive a little bit further out of your way to avoid those areas, you still can save fuel by avoiding congestion and stop-and-go situations. So that's definitely a good thing to consider, especially this year with so many construction zones popping up all over. Try to alternate your route. Another tip that I got is dump the junk in the trunk. Some studies say that for every 100 pounds of excessive weight that you carry in your vehicle, you're losing 2 to 3% of your fuel mileage. So golf clubs, bowling balls, whatever, if you don't need it, take it out of the trunk.
Now, that's one I hadn't really thought of, and we probably a lot of us do have things that we just carry in the car all the time.
Yeah, and those things may weigh, you know, add up to way more than what you really think. So you really, these are small gains, Cheryl. We're not trying to, you know, you're not going to get a double-digit increase in fuel mileage by doing this, but it all adds up.
I was going to say that there's a cumulative effect. I'm thinking
exactly. Here's a couple other tips. Just remember, especially a day like today, if we turned our air conditioning on, maybe for the first or second time of the season. Whenever you have your air conditioning running, Cheryl, it actually you're using excessive fuel. When you're going down the highway, it's not such a big deal, but when you're in town at lower speeds, you're going to definitely use more fuel when your air conditioning is on. So just keep that in mind.
Very good. That's another good one.
Another good tip I'll give you, just because I'm trying to go through these as quick as I can.
I appreciate it.
Try to use your cruise control as much as you can. Your cruise control operates the engine more steadily. It maintains the RPMs much better, and it basically saves gas. Whenever you can turn that cruise on, use it, you are saving fuel.
Perfect.
Let's see here. Well, I got lots of them. I'm trying to hit the good ones.
Oh, I love that you're editing it for us, Troy.
Did we talk about air pressure?
Tire pressure? Okay. Tire pressure. Even I know that's important.
But I want to save the best for last, because if the only tip you remember out of everything we just talked about, the best tip I can give anybody is just make sure the air in your tires is set correctly. Nothing wastes more fuel than low tires. And I strongly recommend checking your tires at least every couple of weeks. It would be a really good thing to do to buy a digital tire pressure gauge. They're much easier to use than the old poppet style gauge. You can buy a good digital tire gauge at any auto parts store or Myers or Walmart or Target or wherever for usually $5 to $10. Check the air pressure in your tires. Keep an eye on them. There's a sticker on the driver's door jamb area that tells you how much air you should keep in your tires. It's real easy to find, and I always tell all my customers at the shop, I have no problem with anybody stopping over at any given time so I can check their air pressure. It's not that big of a deal. If you don't want to do it yourself, you can take it to whoever you buy your tires from or wherever you get your car serviced. They should be able to do that for no charge very quickly for you.
Well, very good. Is that your best for last?
That's my best for last, because that's the most important one. I've got another website, a pretty good website.
Well, give us that.
It's www.fueleconomy.gov. That's the U.S. Department of Energy's official website, and there's some other links in there for some other good car saving or fuel saving tips.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Troy. A lot of great information. Encourage folks, I do, to stop over to Westside Car Care and say hello to you, because you love to fix cars and you like to talk about them.
Well, I appreciate that, Cheryl. It's been really good talking with you tonight. Thanks.
You as well. I'll talk to you again when we have something on the subject. Thanks, Troy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Troy Sika, who's owner of Westside Car Care.